Blog Talk Radio.
I'm too old for this. I'm so old. Okay, now it's working. Excuse me, guys. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our special midterm election special. The Sean Black determined to do a show like this. And even this morning, Tisha texted me that we have to do a show tonight because she has a lot to say. So I have no choice but tonight to do a show on Blog Talk Radio with Absolute Truth. Welcome. I am the Hot Rod with Sean Black and Tisha. Last night was the quote-unquote biggest midterm election of all time. And both Sean and I were right to a certain degree. I said Republicans will win. Sean said the Democrats will take over. But you could say it was split. Who got the House, Sean, mostly?
Well, the Democrats got the House, and the Republicans kept the Senate. As a matter of fact, the Democrats picked up 29 seats in the House, and they needed 218 to capture control of it. The Republicans got the Senate. They actually picked up two seats, and Democrats, I believe, lost one or two. So you need to have a majority, which is 51 seats, to have control of the Senate.
So technically speaking, so it's like a balance of powers.
It was a split.
So for once, Sean and I were both right. Go figure, to a certain degree. But other than that, I'm going to give it to Sean Black, K-Dog, and Tisha for most of the night because, ladies and gentlemen, as always, the Hot Rod don't care about politics. So, in other words, Sean Black, what do you think about the midterm election overall, and what do you think is a major impact it will have for the race of 2020?
What I think is this obviously is for the most part a referendum of what has been going on in this political landscape for the last 2 years.
And also, Sean, excuse me, we also have K-Dog on the line, too.
Okay. So,
but carry on, Sean.
One of the things that I think a lot of people thought that was happening was that this was going to be a referendum on President Trump and a lot of the rhetoric and the policies and all of the things that have gone on. And we don't have enough time to go through all of that. But what I'll say is that of the things that happened through this midterm election, everybody looked at this blue wave that was supposed to happen. It wasn't quite as big a blue wave that a lot of people predicted was going to happen. But what we did get, and I think the major impact that has happened, are the number of women that went into this election and got seats either as senators or as congresspeople. And not just the fact that women did, but such a diverse number of women in different backgrounds, et cetera, et cetera. 96 women won House races. 31 were newly elected to the House, while 65 females were actually incumbents, including two Native American women. We had two Muslim women voted in its Congress. We had a governor that was elected in South Dakota, openly gay, first openly gay woman to win as a governor. We also had a gay man win openly gay in Colorado. So, yes, we've had LGBT community is represented now in the House and in Congress as well, but the amount of women that went out there and surged and got the votes, whether they were Republican or Democrat. The fact is, the referendum on all of the stuff that's been going on between the Republican Party and the fact that we all know that a lot of Republicans said a lot of rhetoric that did not jive well with a lot of female rights, responsibilities, health, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is one of those things that happened.
Do you really think so? The Republicans and Trump, we have a major turnaround of women overall, or do you think it's a combination of, no, Tisha, hey, when I say this, the Me Too movement, or if everything, the time's up, or if everything that's going on in the society today has to play a part in it.
Well, that became part of it, but what I think the main issue is that a lot of women, since Donald Trump was elected, looked at what the campaign was and what the promises were going to be. And I think when you look at the percentage of women that actually voted for Trump, especially white women, I believe it was 50% of white women voted for Trump. After they have seen all of the things that have happened overall, and there was a lot of doubt or a lot of the things that have gone on in the media, things that have gone on policy-wise, I think a lot of these women were inspired. Maybe you could say something about the Me Too movement. I don't think as much per se the movement as it was the fact that these women wanted to represent rights and ideas and ideals that work for them, for women, and something that, let's really be honest, men cannot really get into and know what they're doing and be an authority on. You have to have women's rights. You need women in the right positions to be able to take care of those kinds of things. And now that they are represented now, we'll see what happens. And there's just one last thing. Before this election, there were only 63 women of color that have ever been served in Congress or in the House. And that's from the beginning to today, up until all of these elections and all of these people being voted in. So that should tell you where we've gone overall. There's a shift. There's a paradigm shift, and that's what we've been seeing.
Yay. On to Tisha right now. I'm sure you're very excited at this special moment right now. What's your thoughts overall when you hear all this news that's happening?
Overall, first reaction was like women's power. And it has nothing to do to me with the Me Too movement. I'm tired of us always linking, you know, women wanting that independence and liberation and things like that, that we fought for so many years. We finally have it. And then it's also the right to religion and race and all of that. Isn't that all in the Constitution? You see all of that come together in this election as far as women. You have women of certain religions that has seats right now, race, gender as far as with the LGBT, you know, community and things like that. So I think it's about time. It's definitely
okay,
about time.
True, I agree 100%. But when you hear someone like, we don't know how screwed up a state of Florida is from crime to laws. Florida is a screwed up state. The only thing Florida is really good for is Orlando for Disney World and other theme parks. And of course, it was a major upset when Ted Cruz won the run for governor. And it was short demographic of 56% of women voted for Ted Cruz. When you hear a number like that, Tisha, do you cringe or are you like, why do females or women, one of the things that's going on in this world, you will vote for someone like Ted Cruz?
Maybe because he's a
Trump.
Sexy puppy. I don't know. But it's stupid. I don't know.
Wow.
Why didn't y'all, you know, do your research and everything on Ted Cruz before voting for him? I don't know.
I honestly don't
get it.
But I understand what you mean. Like, you know, females have been fighting for generations and generations to, you know, to get their say, to get their respect. And you have guys who, like Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, whatever, go on, you know, saying the craziest things. But you still have females, especially white women, let's be honest, voting for a guy like that overall. And it made you question their mentality. So you feel like going there and slapping them and asking them, what are you thinking?
It's very clueless to me. I honestly don't even have the answer for that because I'm just thinking about when he ran against Trump. I mean, he stood for nothing then, you know, and still stands for nothing to me now. I don't know.
Just remember.
Was he the only option? I don't know.
Just remember to show you how the political landscape changes in 2 years. You remember Trump actually accused Ted Cruz's father of being part of the assassination on President Kennedy back in the 60s. He made that a blatant accusation during the campaign and called him Lying Ted, called him all of the other things that are as derogatory as things go on. Just a week ago, Trump came out and then campaigned for Ted Cruz and called him Beautiful Ted. So it goes to show you, politics makes some very strange bedfellows, as the expression goes.
Well,
and
I'm sorry, if it works, it works. You know, like 2K Dog. Trump has campaigned in Indiana, Texas, Florida, and other states that was basically dominated Republicans. So push the Republican Party. And of course, after last night, it seemed to work. Are you surprised by this overall?
Well, not really, because those states, especially Indiana, a state like Indiana is a toss-up state. It could go either red or it could either go blue. As for Texas, it doesn't come as a surprise, because as I watched the results last night, and when they said that it was too close to call, I already figured it out that Ted Cruz was going to win the state of Indiana. But in Florida, there was a lot of key races there in which some Democrats picked up some seats in the Senate. But also with the mayoral election, the problem with the people in Florida is that many of them, especially when it comes to the Democratic voters, many of them have felt laxed and chose not to vote. Even though there was a big voter turnout yesterday throughout, but you still had some people who say, oh, my votes don't count, so they decided not to vote, which led to a Republican was elected governor of Florida last night. So it's no surprise, because, like I said, these states are very tricky.
Yeah, Kato, are you okay? I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say overall.
No, I'm just saying, overall, it's no surprise, especially Trump knew how to rev up his... Trump, let's just say, Donald Trump revved the people up. He hyped them up. And so, like I was saying before, a lot of people, like I said before, and I was speaking to Sean Black off the air about this, a lot of people in those states, there are some of them key, Democratic voters who choose not to vote. You understand what I'm saying? They, they're like, my votes don't count.
Okay, so what do you say about those states that went for Trump in the major election, like Pennsylvania, and basically the states that turned red, all of a sudden from last night went back to blue?
Well, you know what happened?
About that?
Again, the Trump rhetoric. The Trump rhetoric, the state of the country. That's what changed a lot of people's minds. From red to blue, especially in the key states that he won in 2016, those states went from red to blue last night, and you saw that in the key races, like in terms of the race for governor, the race for the Senate. You saw that change. You saw all of a sudden that change, and not to mention that more people, especially up north, went to the polls last night to make a statement. And the statement showed that, hey, this is who we want to run the House. And that's why the Democrats won that House.
Okay, so what do you foresee right now for 2020? Do you see the Democrats, taking Donald Trump down?
For 2020, well, it's up to the Democrats. If they want to take down Donald Trump, what the Democrats are going to have to do is come up with an agenda and come up with a candidate who is strong enough to take on Donald Trump. Not a candidate that's just going to cower, not a candidate that's just going to, freeze at the moment when he or she is to speak. They need a strong candidate. And I think that's what the Democrats really need to step up and find.
And the Democrats also need to find an agenda. They haven't shown, for the most part, what it looked like was that with these midterms, it was a couple of things. For the Democrats, it was, this is the referendum on the Trump administration. But also, this was the referendum on what the Republicans tried to do with Obamacare. mental health care, which was shown by in a lot of polls that not even Republicans trusted the Republicans to do something positive with health care, especially when it came to pre-existing conditions. That was one of the main picking points that a lot of people looked at when it came to the discussion. So that was what it was for. On the Republican side, what they decided to campaign on was the economy, as far as the unemployment going down, you're getting more money, the tax cuts we talked about as well, moving forward, you're going to have more money, more money, more money. And then the main thing probably got a lot of people looking at the Republicans was the immigration argument. And this entire caravan that Donald Trump is so afraid of, thinking that a small amount of people, we're talking about migrants from El Salvador, Ecuador, and a lot
of other countries
that are coming free, trying to free themselves from being oppressed, from not having economic status, money, etc., trying to flee to go to a better place. And a lot of these in this caravan are mostly adults that have children. They are not causing any harm. And this president has decided we're going to send 15, 20,000 troops at the border to make sure that these bad, scary migrants don't come up and try to do all these evil things, which has been shown that Donald Trump has now tried to conflate evil and bad things with the caravan. Anything coming from Mexico, coming from El Salvador, anybody that is an immigrant, whatever he came up with, and he ran an ad that was moving around on television that showed a dissident that has of Mexican descent killed, I believe, two cops. And they got him on camera during his arrest saying, well, the only thing that I didn't do is I only killed two. And Trump put that in an ad to make it seem as if it was mutually exclusive that somebody that is Hispanic is coming as an immigrant. This is what's going to happen if you let immigrants in the country from Mexico, El Salvador.
Well, some people do believe that. Guys, I see it different as far as y'all ask about 2020. I see the Democrats doing what they need to do and cleaning up house with Trump. I think this will be a one-term president. That's what it's starting to look like to me.
You really believe that?
I feel like. Yeah, I really do. You know why? Because something that you guys are not looking at is something called patience. And I don't think people have patience. This is a stepping stone, what just happened. It's a stepping stone to what's for the future. Trump today at his press conference looked very nervous. He was reading from a script. Now when it comes down to the time when reporters asked him certain questions, he could not handle himself. We've had enough of this nonsense, this tweet and ask president.
Well,
let's get on your job.
Yeah, because you know what it is, too? There's something else, too, that I wanted to point out today, and I'm glad you mentioned it, T. He looked nervous. Trump is shaking in his boots now because there's something else, too, that is a very good outcome of this election. The very same woman who he was knocking down is now going to be the one that's going to be his worst nightmare. And you know who that is? Maxine Waters.
It's Maxine Waters.
And her too, but Maxine Waters is his biggest nightmare. And it just came true.
Well, going back to Tisha, go ahead, Sean.
But what I was going to say is even with all of that going on right now, you also take a look at the fact that now that the Democrats, as of January, will have control of the House.
Oh, yeah.
All of the things that Trump and his administration wanted to pass by with impunity, with no overhead, no oversight, nobody's going to look at anything, are now going to be challenged. And what you're going to find over the next 2 years is going to be a lot of requests for investigations on a number of things, including one of the things that Trump has never had done since he's been president is show his tax returns, because that will be important going forward as to where his taxes, if he's paying taxes, where the money is coming or going to or from. And then that will show as potentially part of the Russia investigation, which is something else that's happened while
exactly.
all this was going on. We know now in the news that Jeff Sessions was fired.
Has just been fired. Yes, he was.
And as I brought up on the show before, when all of this craziness happens, when he does his rhetoric, like what he did at his press conference, where he basically had a broadcaster from CNN, Jim Acosta, had his press credentials pulled
revoked
because of a question
yeah,
that he asked the president. With all of that's going on, something else is happening in the background. And what happened in the background
yeah.
was Jeff Sessions got fired the day after the midterms. And we know what that means for the Russian probe, or at least potentially. And because
I'm going to tell you something.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Tisha's statement about
go ahead, Tisha.
She believes that.
Yours.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Come on now.
I swear I'm going to kill this guy one day, I swear. But,
I know, man.
No,
you're
more
killing it, man.
Truth.
I'm not drinking you, brother. Welcome to the absolute truth.
So you think that you see Trump.
You forgot what you were
going to
say, man?
Yeah, because you're annoying. Shut up. Shut up.
Come on, man. Talk. Talk,
come
damn
on,
it.
Ask the question, Hot Rod. Come on.
Ask the question, Hot Rod. The floor is yours, bro.
I slightly disagree with you, Tisha, about him being a one-term president, and I want to be wrong, like I say many times. But I see this country so messed up, but this country, the media, everybody loves this chaos that's going on right now. Despite how you guys feel about this, and you're all right, this is too much racism and all this stuff, everything's out in the open right now. And if, like I told Sean all the time, once Trump leaves office, I don't care what anyone say, the media will miss Trump with a passion. And at the same time, like I told Sean a couple of days ago, with the New York Marathon that happened on Sunday, there was rallies everywhere. And the growing supporters of MAGA have grown, like, where are these people coming from? Especially in New York. You don't expect to see Trump supporters in New York, really. But they are going. And not just only white people. As you know, as you see, Latinos, blacks are supporting Trump. It's like, okay, you support a racist or whatever you want to call him, this type of guy, do not be surprised in the end. Like I will say this 1,000 times, Trump wins the election again despite all the chaos that's going on. And as to Sean, all these so-called investigations, to me, is a waste of time. It's taking the focus away from other problems that's going on in this country. So if the Congress want to focus on going after Trump, they should reset their agendas to other things like fixing up the country overall.
Well,
instead of trying to get rid of Trump, can our government just try to work together once instead of trying to be the mafia and going at each other like the Bloods and the Crips over no reason?
Well,
Team Blue, Team Red, go ahead.
Well, Hot Rod, to answer your question, Trump is the reason why this country is badly divided now.
No.
Look at the chaos.
I disagree completely,
but go ahead. The country, listen to what I'm about to say. Listen to what I'm about to say. This country has always been divided, okay? This country has always been divided. Okay, you always had racism. You always had misogynistic views. You always had all types of injustices and so forth and so on. But look at the state of the country now under Donald Trump. Take a good look at what's going on now. People are asking, like, what the hell is going on? People in other countries are laughing at the United States. They've always laughed at us, but they're laughing now more at us than anything else.
Well, I'm going to say that Trump is not the cause. He is.
No, he's not.
This is what I will say. When you have dynamite, you have nitroglycerin, the one thing that's going to make it detonate is a blasting cap.
Right.
Donald Trump is the blasting cap because that's the only thing that has ignited everything else. Is he the blame for putting the dynamite together?
Nope.
No. because
it's
that was
people.
Already there. The ingredients
yeah.
were already there. And what
right.
you're starting to
yeah.
see now are you seeing a lot of fellow Republicans now are the only ones that seem to be pulling away from Trump when they're getting out of office. You don't see them sticking up against Trump. And as I made this analogy, I told K-Dog off air. I
yeah.
said that when you get in bed with snakes, the good possibility is you're going to get bitten. The problem
big
is
time.
these Republicans have been bitten so often, they're now immune to the venom. And that's the problem with what's going on in government now, is the fact that we have way too many people who have now gotten bitten by the poison, and now they're consuming it, and now they're starting to do almost the exact same thing, and it's spreading.
Well,
yeah.
but this battle has been going on for centuries now. And
true,
we
and
are,
that's the reason why
and
I
yes,
say Trump is the cause
no,
of
it is.
The blasting
yeah.
cap.
Yeah, but here we are yesterday, like I said, everybody going around, go vote, go vote, go vote. I'm like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all politics are crooked or they're lazy or anything like that, but we have a good majority of them that are really full of crap. So here you are, people are getting upset. So people are getting upset with people like me that did not vote yesterday. I'd be happy to announce that on the air. I did not vote yesterday for my reasons, indeed. But before I go into that, Sean, answer this question truthfully about me. Have I ever really complained to you about politics?
No, because I've known you over 20 years, and I know you don't necessarily care for politics.
But
now,
at the same
time,
did he not just kind of complain in his opinion just now?
Hold on 1 second. Let me finish. Now I'll give it to Tisha and the rest of you guys. I have my right. The same way you guys have the right to vote, I have my right to vote. To for who and what I want to vote. I agree with Max's article on his blog. I am an adult. I made my decisions. God, I have people that fought for me. Same way people have the right to take a knee, people have the right to argue against a knee as well. Whether you like it or not, this is America where this is our freedom, correct? Now, Tisha, you could go first.
Oh, I have nothing to say. I'll pass it to somebody else.
Okay, Sean.
Okay. What I will say about this is, although it doesn't change, you know, the idea behind a person's friendship with somebody based on the fact that they don't vote, what I will say is I'm not even going to get into the world. People died for the right to vote, which we all know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about that is the one thing that you can do to enact change is to actually go and vote. The thing
mm-hmm.
is, if you do have an opinion about certain things either happening or not happening within your government, if you don't vote, then you really don't have much of a say in what happens because you've given
right.
that choice to whoever that will take that particular action, which is your right to, you said, not vote, and they can take that action and use it for their own cause, their own gain. And the thing is, as I said before, I know you don't necessarily care per se about government certain issues. So for you individually, it's not going to hurt you per se. But collectively, as a nation, as we've seen millions of people not vote, where it becomes the problem is that when you don't vote collectively, then you don't get a say in what happens collectively. Because the person that you basically, whoever it is running, you have given your power and your voice to someone else to use for
mm-hmm.
their own manipulation. That's where I stand.
Okay. But at the same time, before I go to K-Dog, people didn't know what to say. Yes, millions of votes. People do complain about the government all the time. But at the same time, some people try to take advantage and let the government govern them. And I think that's part of the problem as well. We all know our government are full of crap. It will never go into change. And like someone came up to this idea, if people want change, should we start with our own community? Here we are, we complain about communities all the time of what's going on in our areas, in our cities. Should we just take charge of our, this is our city, right? This is our community. Should we do something about it, or should we let our government govern us overall? Whether you want to...
All government starts on the local level.
Hold on. Whether you go out and vote for that person, and that person ain't doing anything, you get that person out, right? Now, all this females and all this beautiful woman that's coming to the seats next 4 years, let's pray that everything work out for them, because my only concern is, you know, there will be a-holes out there of men who are trying to keep these females down of doing their jobs. And it won't be the first time, it won't be the last time. That's my only concern about so much females in power. Because same way a lot of men did not vote for Hillary. But why? They did not want a female woman president. And same goes for the female too. They don't want a woman president.
That's the crazy part of it.
And that's the crazy part about it. You know,
okay, they don't want it, but it's going to be a struggle, no different than it was a struggle for us to get a black president in. It will happen at some point. I'm sorry,
yeah,
it's a milestone. It's a stepping stone that we're going to have to take. And I think those women that are in power, they're ready for it. They're ready for what's before them.
Well, there's a difference between ready and experiencing it. You know, you may think you're ready,
you'll gain the experience.
It's the start.
Have
I
you ever seen a female manager in a man's role? And
any elected official is 100% ready until they actually start doing the job. So I think that works for anybody.
Here's what it is. Like, it takes steps, okay? Yesterday was a big step. In the elections, when we saw more and more women winning seats, that was amazing. Yesterday, seeing all these women winning seats, that proves to show that the force is there. And it's no Me Too movement, no movement. It's just that, listen, they're politicians. They got out there, they put themselves out there, and the people heard and the people spoke yesterday. And that's why these women won their seats yesterday. And also, yesterday it made a statement, because yesterday as I went to my polls yesterday, and I was speaking to some people that were on the same long line as I was, they were saying the same thing. They're like, this, listen, this right here is a voice. And you know what? It's giving people a stepping stone, and this is a huge stepping stone. So who knows what's going to happen in 2020? But the one thing that I hope should happen is that whoever it is that's going to be the candidate, that he or she steps up and proves a strong point in terms of being a strong candidate, come up with some strong agendas, come up with whatever it is that you want to bring to the people. You got to speak to the people. You understand what I'm saying? You got to engage the people. Like,
yeah,
we see some candidates
you guys
done in
on
the
panel right now. You know, everybody said, oh, Trump is a businessman and he's not ready to be president, blah, 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 blah. Why do we doubt these women that are now in power that they can't do their job? Is it because they're women? I don't really like that. Because is he really doing his job?
I don't doubt that at all. And I applaud these women because you know why? These women showed something. They showed that, yes, we can be leaders. And you know what? We're going to see lot more of this in the next coming elections, in the election of 2019, 2020, you're going to see a lot more women come out. Trust me. You're going to see it.
Well, I hope you guys are right about that. I don't know.
I know I'm right about that. I see it.
This country is so biased and sexist.
Yeah, misogynistic. Of course, you're going to have some misogynists, but guess what? These women are not going to be sitting down. They're not going to be laying down and doing absolutely nothing. They're going to be speaking up, and they're going to be fighting. You're going to see. Watch.
Yes, Sean.
And the other thing that people don't realize is that women bring a fresh perspective to every argument, because that over the last 200-300 years or however many years.
Don't say that again, Sean. Please, Sean, don't say that.
He can say it one more time, because
please,
we bring a realistic.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Sean, say it again.
Sean, you started it.
Let me
I want to hear Sean's voice.
Women bring a fresher perspective, because over the last 100, 200 years, or however long has been going on as far as Congress and the Senate, et cetera, for the exception of the last few years where we're starting to see more and more women getting elected and getting put in positions of power, the only voices for the most part that you've been hearing are old white men. They started off as young white men. They got into the Senate. They got into Congress, and they were able to become old white men. And the same values and a lot of the same perspectives are usually there for older white men. What we're starting to see now are a lot of women that are bringing a fresher perspective, not only from their own view, but from the view of women who have not been believed, listened to, belittled, etc. And now they're going to have their rights, their perspectives, not only listened to, but also put on the same level so that they can actually have something happen, some kind of change, and then that can become part of what's going on moving forward. Now, I know, Hot Rod, you may not think that way, but
Hey, K-Dog, I'm sorry, Sean. Don't you ever say,
Hot Rod,
you don't think that way.
But, Sean, you're saying the right thing, brother.
Sean, the correct word is Hot Rod. You know it's that way, okay? Oh, I don't think it. I know that.
All right.
And I give the kiss ass award to you, Sean Black. You earned it tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Yes. This is coming from the person that really, really, really doesn't think that this wave is actually going to be successful. Am I taking that opinion wrong? Do you think that this is something that is going to work? Or you just think
You want Tisha to text me in half an hour? To curse me out over the phone?
No, I want to hear the absolute truth from the Hot Rod. I put you on the spot right now. What do you think? What do you think as far as this uptick of women getting in, being heard, being listened to, and now being elected? What do you think is the impact it's going to have on government moving forward?
Right now, the honest truth is a phase that's going to happen. Hopefully it works out. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking it down or anything like that. I just see the way society sees it. We pick and choose, you know. Everything, all females are hot right now, blah, blah, blah. But God forbid a female make a mistake. Nobody's perfect. That female may be attacked to a fullest. And it will be sexist men out there like, see, this is why you need a man to do the job, blah, blah, blah. You see in the workforce happen all the time. You know.
Pause for 1 second. Didn't they? Mm-hmm. Letitia James made many mistakes, and look at her now. It is not a phase, Hot Rod. Sorry.
It's not. It's not a phase at all. Because guess what? These women have made strides. Like, perfect example. I'm glad you brought that up, Tisha. Is that Letitia James? Prime example. Now she's the Attorney General, and you have many others now. And you know who's the head of the finances in the House? You know, Maxine Waters has gained ground. Nancy Pelosi is going to be the Speaker of that. Is going to be the once again the Speaker of the House. So these women, not only have they showed strength, but they also knew how to. They also know how to reach the people. And like I said, yesterday was proof that the people have spoken. And these women, I give you enough power. I applaud you, and may you succeed.
Okay, and sorry, one more thing, guys. What's the difference between women and a man? You guys do certain things for your egos. We don't. We persevere. I'm sorry. We persevere, and we keep going because we have to. Because we want to. Because we will not give up. You guys do it for your egos. So it's a different. Look at Trump versus them. That's my point that I'm making.
And that's why Tisha would be part of the problem. I'd be damned. I'm not saying for me. Man would be damned if a woman do a better job than him, you know. Now, of course, there are a lot of females who are better CEOs, better doctors, better lawyers than men. I'm into that. But society does not like to hear that.
Never underestimate the power of a woman. Never underestimate the power of a woman.
Don't forget a woman brought you into this world.
Exactly. A woman.
Right?
Don't forget one thing.
And a woman.
Women,
and a
woman's
killing
about
my body
women,
right
they
now.
Have strength.
Okay, what's your point? I got a woman that's killing my wallet right now. What are you telling me this for? I know that already. Okay, thank you.
I think we're really getting into absolute truth then. Oh,
boy, yeah, we're getting into absolute truth now.
You know. I mean, hell has no fury as a woman scorned. We know that already. We
it's
know
not
that
about
the biggest
a woman being scorned. It's your you're not a woman, so you don't even get it.
I don't know.
There goes your ego on it. It's your ego talking on it.
No, but I always tell people the biggest weapon in the world is a woman. A woman has brought down government. A woman has brought down a man. A woman has done a lot of things. And that's why God created women, to keep us men in check sometimes. But I just hopefully this is not a phase, but I do see this as a phase. That's all I'm saying, you know. It's a stepping stone. It took so many long years for this to happen. Let's continue it. I want my daughter to be successful. Your daughter, our children to be successful. You know, let's keep the trend going. But you go be, like I said, there could be a-holes out there in this crazy country who's trying to keep a woman down overall. This is always would be a male-dominated world. That's my bottom line. I know you don't like that, teacher, but I speak the truth. Sean?
Well, I think that it's going to slowly, slowly get chipped down a bit. I think we're going to always have that clash between the male and female perspective in going forward as far as government goes, because the system has been set up in that way. But considering this is the 100-year anniversary of women's suffrage, I think the fact that that women have picked up so many seats at the House and in government overall in general, between governorship and mayors, et cetera, we're seeing the paradigm shift. And I think that this is, to call it a phase, as you're saying, is probably a little bit, it's a huge understatement. It's not a phase. This is something that, a phase is something that happens once in a blue moon. You know, something that you saw, oh, well, I saw that guy run for office and he won. You know, this is something, as far as we've heard a couple of people on the panel say, this is like a stepping stone.
It's a reality check.
It's walking up the ladder to get to the spot that is being looked at. And what I think has to happen now is the groundwork was laid years ago when we had people like Shirley Chisholm running for government, those kinds of things happening, and Geraldine Ferraro, et cetera, et cetera. We're starting to see now a lot of the groundwork that they laid is starting to work now with a lot of people. As I said before, Native American women. First off, a lot of people have never seen Native American women in public in their own lives. And to see two of them in office from different tribes are going to actually represent their states in Congress and in the House. We got Muslim women representing their states in Congress. So we're starting to see the uptick, not only of just women, but a diverse amount of women from different backgrounds, different cultures, different sexual orientations. And we're starting to see a lot of that happening, and that is what's happening in the nation. Usually the government is supposed to reflect what the nation is going through at its time. And this is what is going on.
Okay, I swear, you're such a woman yourself. Be quiet for once. We have a minute left.
Oh, man.
Let Tisha and let her talk. Let Tisha
say
her final
words.
Well,
I have to educate you, so that's why I talk as much as I do.
Oh, man. Tisha, the floor is yours.
Just my comment in the final moments is women have to continue being this empowering source that they are. So, I don't know, guys, get ready for us.
Oh, guys, please, I'm ready. But can I handle me? That's the bottom line, okay?
You know how Hot Rod is getting ready? He's sitting in the corner getting his cranberry on.
Exactly. He couldn't drink that cranberry juice, bro.
And for Tisha, next week, I'd like to know why females can never, ever be satisfied of what they have. Just be ready for that argument next week, all right?
We'll be ready for that, certainly.
Okay. As always,
it's going to go back to the man.
K-Dog, Tisha, Sean Black, thanks so much for this crazy edition of my lessons right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the Hot Rod, and yes, I'm not going to vote next year and the year after that. Maybe 2 years later. I might vote in 2020.
You better vote, man. We're going to get you.
You know what? I'm telling you right now, we'll vote for Donald Trump. Let's go, Trump. Have a good night, everyone.
The pleasure's all yours. Peace out, y'all.